You've always traveled the world seeking adventure. And the latest one finds you on the coast of Africa in a small village in which you've found a small little curio shop with a very, very old woman who has sold you a map, a treasure map. You're pretty sure it's not real, but it sure looks the part. So you use Google to translate the writing that's on the map, and you track down the location, and you decide to make your way there, figuring at worst it'll be a fun hike, and at best, well, maybe you'll get rich. You make your way to the location on the map, and you find an entrance to an underground cave. You turn on your lantern and you make your way down the steep stone steps deeper and deeper into this cave. When you reach the bottom, you can see that it opens out onto the ocean, the water lapping at the rocks and the sand. You glance at your map again and look for the objects that will describe where you need to go. And before you know it, you've found the trio of stones where the X on the map is. You were surprised to find the cave, and you're half believing that maybe you will find a treasure. As you make your way over to the stones and you look behind them, you can't help but gasp, because there is an ancient, old treasure chest. You set your lantern down in the sand and you open the chest, and inside are hundreds, if not thousands, of gold coins. Gems of all varieties and colors. You can't hardly believe it. On top of that pile is this beautiful silver necklace with a large sapphire hanging from it. You pick it up and are admiring its beauty when you hear a voice behind you. Are you here to steal my treasure? You gasp, startled, whirling around, and you see me standing before you, looking like someone that was ripped off the cover of a romance novel, dressed in leather, boots up to my knees, a lace-up, frilly white shirt, my hair pulled back with a leather tie. You look me up and down, and you ask me where I came from. I point with my hand back over your other shoulder towards the entrance of the cave. You turn to look, and where once before there was only water and sand and rocks, there's now a full-size frigate. Its sails are unfurled, and a Jolly Roger flies proudly from the mainmast. You look back at me, thinking this must be a joke. You arch a brow, place one hand on your hip. So you're a pirate? Yeah, I suppose you could say that. I am or was a pirate. I suppose I always will be, thanks to the curse. I step forward and I take the necklace from your hand and I drop it back down on the pile of treasure. Come with me. Plenty of time for your treasure later. I lead you across the sand and up the plank to board the ship. The rest of the crew is there and they're drinking and laughing and having a good time, and I lead you to the captain's quarters. Stepping inside, I pour you a glass of wine and I explain to you that nearly 500 years ago, I'd robbed the Sultan of his treasure. And he was so angry that he cursed me and my crew to forever be stuck in limbo. Never part of this world, never able to pass on to the next. And once every 50 years, when the stars and the planets align just right, we get to rejoin the mortal realm for one night. I can't tell you how long it's been since I've seen a woman. And you are beautiful. I step forward and my hand caresses your face. And with no hesitation at all, I pull you in close to me, my lips finding yours, kissing you deeply. You feel the rush from the wine and from my body pressed against yours as your arms circle around my neck and our kiss deepens. My hands sliding down your body, reaching around to cup and squeeze your ass as I pull you against me. I can feel that cock thick and hard pressing against you through my pants. You break the kiss and look into my eyes and you realize just how badly you want me. Your fingers quickly unlacing my shirt and pulling it up and off over my head. Your hands running over my bare chest, down my stomach, undoing my pants so you can reach your hand inside to grab that thick, hard cock. Oh, yeah. You pull it free and start to stroke it as I pull you in for another kiss, my tongue finding yours playing in your mouth. Oh, my hands moving to your shirt, pulling it up and off over your head so I can get my hands on your tits. Squeezing them, palming them, rubbing my thumbs over those stiff, hard nipples. And then you're pushing me back. So I collapse back on my bed, and your hands grabbing at my pants, tugging them down my legs, helping me to kick off my boots so you can get the pants completely off, and then you step back, just looking at me as you undo your own shorts and work them down your legs until you're standing naked before me. And then you move forward, straddling me, grabbing a hold of that cock in your hand and guiding it to the entrance to your cunt, sinking down on it so it stretches you open, fills you up. Oh my God, yes, fuck. My hand sliding along your thighs and your hips and squeezing them as you start to bounce up and down. Your hands on my chest, bracing yourself for support. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God, your pussy feels so fucking good. Keep sliding up and down, milking that cock with your wet pussy. Slide my hands around and squeeze your ass again. Smack it with the palm of my hand. Oh. And you're moaning and panting as you move faster up and down on that cock. My hands sliding up to squeeze your tits. Oh my God. Huh. And then I'm pulling you down towards me. Tits pressing against my chest as my hands slide back through your hair, pulling you in for another kiss. Moaning deep into your mouth as that cock throbs and pulses inside your pussy. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, then I break the kiss again and I'm lifting you up off of me, rolling you onto your back, and then standing up as I grab a hold of your hip, flipping you over onto your stomach, pulling you up onto your hands and knees, squeezing that ass in my hands again, and smacking it once more before I push my cock up against that wet little cunt, slam it into you from behind. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God. I start pounding your little pussy, grabbing your hips, pulling you back against me each time I drive that cock into you. Oh, yeah, fuck. Cock completely filling you up as I... Oh, my God, as I fuck every last inch into you. Hips bouncing off your ass each time as my... Oh, my God, as my hands slide up, tangling in your hair, tugging back on it to make you arch that back even more. Fuck yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yeah, fuck. One of my hands reaching under you to play with your tits, tugging at one of your nipples, twisting it, fucking you harder and deeper. Oh, my God. And then I'm pulling my cock out of you and I'm flipping you back over on your back, pushing your legs apart as I kneel down and I bury my face into that wet, wet little pussy, lapping at those wet folds, pushing my tongue up inside you, tasting you, devouring you, hungry for you. Oh my God, yes, fuck. Hands caressing along your thighs and up over your stomach and up to your breast so I can squeeze them in my hands as my tongue works in and out of your tight little pussy. Fuck. I can feel your hands on my head pulling my tongue against you, urging me to lick you. Fuck. Oh my God. And just, I think you're about to come on my tongue. I pull my head away. You whimper, moan because you wanted to get off so bad. But before you can say anything, I'm back between your thighs and my cock is pumping right up into that wet pussy again. Oh, fuck. Your arms wrapping around my back, sliding down to my ass, gripping it. I can feel it flex. Clench every time I thrust that cock inside of you, fucking you harder, faster, slamming cock into you. Fuck yes. Oh my God, that's it. Take that cock. Take that fucking cock. Oh my God. Fuck. My mouth fighting your neck and your shoulder and licking and biting and moving down over your tits, sucking one into my mouth, teasing that nipple as I keep fucking that hard cock inside you. You're bucking up to meet me, your nails digging into my flesh. I know you're gonna come. I know you're gonna come on that cock. Fuck yes, do it. Do it. Come with me. Come with me. Fuck. Oh my God, right there. Right there, fuck. My back arching as I slam that cock in you harder and deeper. My eyes right on yours. Oh, yes, come with me. Come with me, right there. Right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You can feel that cock throbbing and pulsing and jerking inside your little pussy as I come. Fuck. Oh, my God. And then I'm slowly collapsing down on the bed next to you, my cock slipping out of your wet pussy, pulling you against me, your head resting on my chest, my fingers lazily exploring your body, caressing it, stroking it, the sounds of the crew singing and dancing and laughing and drinking coming from outside the cabin. And there's just the two of us together as we drift slowly off to sleep. You wake up groggy, trying to remember where you're at, feeling the wet, damp sand underneath you as you startle awake, looking to the entrance of the cave where there's no longer a ship, just the water, and the rocks, and the sand. You push yourself to your feet, and you scramble over to the three stones, looking behind it for the treasure, but it's no longer there. You sigh in frustration, and as you do, you glance down, and you see, hanging between your breasts, around your neck, a silver necklace with a large sapphire.